South Sudan-Australia Peace Initiative Coordinator Ngoc Gore believes the federal government is turning a complex issue into a political football.
It's not an overnight solution. There are underlying issues in which a number of these young boys, or kids in general, including young girls, are undergoing. This includes the trauma of war, that some of them have intergenerational trauma.
On behalf of the Peace Initiative Group, Ngoc Gore wrote a letter to the Prime Minister accusing the government of defamation and stereotyping African community members. "You have a duty to use your positions to benefit Australian society," he wrote, "not to perpetuate inaccurate and biased narratives that negatively impact on our community and daily lives." Mr. Gore says comments about gang violence in Melbourne, spurred by recent crime sprees, marginalise new arrivals from the African continent who are trying their best to integrate.
"You feel you are a stranger when I have taken up an Australian citizenship for over a decade now, and still sometimes you feel like you don't belong here."
Eritrean Australian Dr. Burhan Ahmed of the African think tank agrees discrimination is affecting the community.
"We all join to condemn this crime. There's no question about it. This bad behaviour has to be destroyed and has to be punished. But why would I get punished? Why would a Joe Block on the street because of black skin get punished?"
Victoria's crime rates fell by almost 5% in 2017, according to the most recent statistics. Among the most violent youth crimes, Sudanese-born offenders represented about 3% of the total, just below those born in New Zealand. But 78% of youth crimes were perpetuated by Australian-born offenders. Ngoc Gore says volunteers in Australia's South Sudanese communities have been working with authorities to help curb crime and say education is key.
"The community members have actively decided that they would want to be involved. Some of them are mothers or fathers to these young people and want to really help, you know, bring them back."
Mr. Gore is urging a bipartisan approach to the problem and has proposed a meeting with federal leaders. The government hasn't responded to SBS requests for comment.